FM 90.3 WJTL, the afters, Eyes of a Believer, Christy Knuckles, Let It Be Jesus, and Loving the Outcome, The God I Know. Good morning to you. It's 7:50.
Good morning. This is Intern Quinn here with your forecast today. Partly sunny skies, high of 80 degrees. Tonight, some clearing, low of 57. And tomorrow for your winning Wednesday, sunny skies with a high of 82. Right now it is 65.
Who are WJTL business listeners? They are listeners just like you who own a business and believe in the ministry of WJTL. And I'd like to thank some of those businesses: Engel Printing and Publishing Company, publishers of the Merchandiser, Advertiser, Penny Saver, and Community Courier, bringing our communities together to strengthen where we live, work, and play, online at townlively.com. And JDH, Promo Advertising Specialties, promotional products for business, corporate events, conventions, assisting organizations with creative ideas and advertising needs, including company picnics, recognition and safety awards, screened and embroidered apparel, and more. 717-653-4182.
And our very special guests say we're having fun. We have fun with our guests every day, but Callie and Danette are making us laugh, and we're having more fun.
Extra special
and
fun.
Danette's teaching Lisa how to tap dance. And
it's amazing.
It's, having a great time.
I wish you could see us dance.
I know. It's like a
you.
Callie and Danette are from Family of Restoration Ministries. Callie Neff's the director. Callie, tell us about Family of Restoration Ministries.
Family of Restoration Ministries is the heartbeat out of which House of His Creation has come. We have been serving women during their unplanned pregnancies for over 40 years, and we've become Family of Restoration Ministries to kind of do more. I wanted to share just a little bit of the why Family of Restoration Ministries. It starts with kind of every girl that we've served, her story. She's been following the path of her mother, her grandmother, maybe sometimes her great-grandmother. She has not learned the protecting love of a father whose desire is to see her grow and experience his love. She's had fractured relationships, and some of the foundations have been stripped away. She has not experienced God's design for family, marriage, or sexuality. Her heart has been torn into shreds. And by providing a home in which she experiences God's design for family, along with support groups and family building events, our goal is to rebuild these foundations. And part of that, and the way we're doing that, is continuing maternity housing. We do have our home open. We serve women over 18 during unplanned pregnancy. Our real foundation is helping them with that parenting decision, helping them figure out and put adoption on the table. Adoption looks different when you as the mom are making that decision as a parenting decision than later on when you may face walking through foster care and all that entails because circumstances in your life haven't changed. We're also walking with the birth moms and those who need that aftercare, walking with birth fathers and families, doing some more intentional parenting classes to build up those who have had some of these life experiences who are facing parenting without the foundation, without those biblical principles. We're also doing family building events, daddy-daughter date night, birth mom appreciation breakfast, family fun fest, and we're really expanding into collaborative efforts to build other people up who are doing this ministry alongside of us, really walking alongside those who are walking alongside of others. Now, my heartbeat is young women. My heartbeat is who I call Hagar. You know, God saw her and met her and gave her options. He met her there at the spring when she was pregnant. He met her there again when she was parenting and the decisions she had to make. But God's really called us all to be Sarah and to walk as daughters of the free woman. And so it's our heartbeat that as we come around this young woman, in a sense, we expand out to everybody whose lives she touches. And we're going to show them all that God loves them, has a plan and purpose for them, and these are the many avenues we have to help others do the same.
If folks want to get more information, they can visit you online.
Yes. Am I supposed to say that again?
Yes.
Yes, it is. It is www.familyofrestorationministries.org. All one word, familyofrestorationministries.org.
Another way folks could get involved is with some of the events you have coming up. Danette Shelley is the board president of Family of Restoration Ministries. And Danette, tell us about, you have a dinner theater coming up in October.
On Friday, October 6th, Kavod Academy of the Arts will be presenting a dinner theater for us. The title of the program is called Almost Home. And Upahar will be be catering for the evening, so it'll be flavors from around the world.
That's cool. Where's it going to be?
It's going to be at Ephrata Community Church in their sanctuary, so it's going to be extra special.
So that's coming up October the 6th, a dinner theater at Ephrata Community Church, Almost Home, presented by Kavad, and Upahar will be doing the catering. If folks want to get more info, can they visit that online? Is that info there
they
yet?
They can visit online. I don't believe it's posted yet. Our invitations will soon be going out.
Okay, it will be soon. And you have a couple other events coming up.
We do. On Saturday, October 14th, we have a vintage sale at Akron Church of the Brethren.
What's a vintage sale?
All things vintage are the rage right now.
Oh,
so
okay.
A vintage sale is a bunch of people who get together and just display their vintage goods, their creations from vintage pieces. And
oh, that's
it's
cool.
It's just a special time, and
yeah.
It does benefit Form.
Okay,
yes.
And you have a 5K run, too.
We also have a 5K run for those who go to the gym, Lisa.
I go to the gym, but I'm a terrible runner.
But it will be held.
I can do 5Ks, but I'm slow.
That's okay.
Is that okay?
I can walk a 5K.
Could she tap dance it? That's the question.
We'll tap dance the 5K. How's that? But that will be held on Saturday, October 21st in Lititz.
Very cool. Get all the info online, familyofrestorationministries.org. Callie and Danette, thank you so much for being with us
today.
Thanks for having us.
We love being here.
We love having you here. Tell Matt we said hi. And back to the music we